This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, February 18th. Well, we got a lot going on. We got some extreme cold weather coming down way into Texas and creating more problems than just for the wheat market or the wheat crop, creating energy disruptions. We're creating livestock stress, freezing water pipes for residences and commercial buildings. It's a mess down there. We've also got the Ag Outlook Forum going on starting today, and we'll get some looks at what USDA expects as far as acres and production and ending stocks over these next couple days. So we've got that. We've got Sovicon downgrading some of their wheat crop because of winter kill and poor weather. So quite a few things that we can take a look at here. But let's start with the storm across the southern plains wreaking havoc for everybody across mainly the far southern plains, the central plains, where they're pretty much used to these kind of storms, but certainly not this kind of extreme cold in the far southern plains across much of Texas and Oklahoma. The USDA meteorologist this morning was suggesting that the crops in Texas and Oklahoma both are in trouble because of this cold. He didn't elaborate very much, but that leaves a lot open to question. I think it's a stretch to say the entire crop down there would be killed because of this, but obviously you're not going to have any snow cover, and you did see extreme cold temperatures, and typically you're not going to be planting very hardy varieties that far south. So we'll see where this ends up, but you know, the wheat market is responding to this. You know, early in the session this morning, we've got Kansas City up 11, but Chicago is leading the way. We're up 17 on the front month Chicago, which is unusual because if you're going to have production problems in Southern Plains, that's hard red winter wheat. KC should be your leader higher. Minneapolis just along for the ride. We're just up 9 there. In the meantime, beans are down 9, corn is down 1, so we're not getting much reaction from the row crops. Now, obviously, this is unprecedented cold. It's record. It's smashing the old records by several degrees. So we could see some significant winter kill damage, but we're just not going to know. That's why the wheat market sold off as hard as it did yesterday. Was okay, you know, what do we know, and when are we going to find out, you know, for sure? And it's still at least a couple weeks away from the far southern plains, and a good month away in the central plains before you even break dormancy and get a good look at the crop. So it's tough. You know, winter wheat is a hardy plant by itself, no matter what your variety is. We go through this a lot where we think we're going to have winter kill, or we get a good cold freeze that comes through, and it burns it back, and it just tillers more. In the meantime, you're getting quite a bit of moisture out of this as well. So we'll see. I'm not saying that that can't happen. This is a highly unusual event, and there's no doubt that if indeed you have widespread winter kill across Texas and Oklahoma, it completely changes the trajectory of the wheat market. It becomes, you know, an even more bullish market. It already is in a pretty solid bull market. We were just looking for a seasonal pullback here into late February before we start with the next leg up into the growing season and the planting season for the row crops and spring wheat. So we're kind of, we only got about 1 day pullback here, and the market already is bouncing back. So we'll see where it goes. I mean, the charts are very choppy. Over the last month and a half, they've been very choppy. And I don't think the bull market is over. And if you throw some significant production problems on top of this already, then I think it just kind of blows the lid off things. But the market is not ready to do that. You're not going to get that kind of price action without for sure knowing that you've got that kind of damage. And that's just not knowable until you break dormancy. In the meantime, we do have the Ag Outlook Forum that is giving us some acreage looks and some average price looks. For wheat, they expect winter wheat plantings just be slightly higher, all wheat is slightly higher than a year ago, which was 44.3 million acres. Now, the winter wheat plantings estimate was about 1.5 million acres more than last year, and quite a bit of that coming in hard red winter wheat and some in soft red. So we're still looking at more acres for winter wheat. Spring wheat, I think the jury is really out on that. There's huge demand to plant corn and soybeans. If you just pull in the acres that were prevent plant last year, probably gives you enough corn and bean acres. But I think with price levels where they're at, the incentive is huge for farmers to look at those crops if they've got a shot, a decent shot at decent production. And I see that being a huge draw across North Dakota, Minnesota, of course. Spring wheat acres that normally would go in, I think are going to be swapped out for soybeans probably, and maybe corn. The incentives are there, the price guarantees will be high, so likely you're going to see a big jump in corn and bean plantings across those northern areas, and I think spring wheat will see a drop in acres because of that. Now, getting back to the Ag Outlook Forum, USDA is expecting corn plantings to be 92 million acres. That would be up about 1.2 million over last year and about 900,000 less than what the trade was actually looking for. Soybean plantings at 90.0 million acres. That's up 6.9 over last year and it's up about 600,000 over what the trade estimate was. Average prices they are projecting for wheat at 5.50, that's up 50 cents over last year. Soybeans 11.25 a bushel, that's up 10 cents over last year. And corn prices 4.20, that would be down 10 cents from last year. Tomorrow we'll get a look at what they project for ending stocks for the grains. So there's still more to come in this forum. In the meantime, we're looking at other issues in the wheat space. So VCon has lowered their production estimates for 2021 for Russian wheat down to 76.2 million tons. That's down 1.5 million from their previous estimate. They're blaming weather. They too had a pretty dry planting season and kind of an open winter. So they're expecting to see some crop loss there. And also the export tax that is cutting into the incentive to plant wheat. So, it's not much of a drop, 1.5 million tons. It still puts them right up against record production, but definitely a disincentive there for producers. And that would likely come in spring wheat plantings, obviously, if they're going to see a drop in plantings. But they do look for winter wheat production to be down somewhat as well. Here in the U.S., we're getting some long-range outlooks from NOAA. They are looking at temperatures that are just going to be scorching here across the entire country, especially across the west, the south, and then up along the east coast throughout the whole year. Much of above normal temperatures in those regions, and then just only above normal temperatures in the rest of the country. So it's going to be warm. Precip-wise, they're looking for the drought to continue in the west and the southwest. That The rest of the country largely average precip, except the northeast part of the far northern part of the Midwest, calling for above normal rain for pretty much the whole summer. That does not include Iowa. It does include a pretty good chunk of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Wisconsin is right in there, not so much Minnesota. So we'll see if how that all plays out. There are some weather guys talking about La Niña kind of regaining some strength here. If that is the case, normally that suggests that you have a higher risk of dryness that creeps into the southern and central plains. Well, we already have a drought in the southwest and southern plains, so that would spell yet more trouble for the wheat market. But it also tends to increase the risk of dryness in the western part of the Midwest. So obviously, keeping an eye on that, as we always do, but we look for anything that would suggest you're going to have more of a chance of something or the other. So if La Niña sticks around and that suggests more dryness for those regions, and then you're looking at the long-range temperature outlooks of much above to above temperatures in those regions, then that spells trouble too. And it comes at a year when you have massive demand and stocks are extremely tight. So I look for this spring and summer to be volatile, if nothing else. I think the bull market is definitely still intact. We're due for a breather here in corn and beans. That's probably going to come with the Brazilian and Argentine harvest. But wheat doesn't have a lot of supply pressure coming to it here in the short term. And then as you get into the growing season, it really is just a matter of if you can get some key rains and what the condition of the crop looks like. We've had a weather scare here and the market is reacting. It's been pretty choppy, so it's hard to get a feel for just how committed it is to the upside. But they're definitely trying to work some weather premium back into the market. The odd thing is, why is Chicago leading the way higher when the damage came in hard red winter wheat? That's what I find unusual about this. I don't see anything obvious that would be pushing Chicago higher other than maybe some spread unwinding with soybeans that seem to be under some pressure. Now, speaking of the row crops and of course the southern South American crops, still getting a lot of rain in the northern part of Brazil, still getting dryness in the southern part of Brazil and through Argentina. We're getting into the pollination stages for those crops. The longer range outlooks, at least 10 days to 2 weeks, are suggesting a continued state of the same pattern, which takes you into some, I think, potential yield problems for corn and beans. And then, of course, the wet weather is delaying the harvest of beans in the northern part of Brazil. All of this just pushes everything back. The harvest delays, we already had planting delays because of dryness. Now we have harvest delays in northern part of Brazil. That's going to push back the second season corn plantings way back, actually, and push us further into the time period where the weather tends to dry down from a seasonal perspective. And that's, I think, probably going to start to shave off some yields there. So these are the reasons I think corn really is your leader. It's the tightest from a supply perspective and a demand perspective. It's the tightest, I believe. And the, you know, any kind of weather disruption here in the U.S. as far as plantings go, I think just sets the tone for, I think, a pretty dynamic bull market. Now, that said, if it is going to be dry and warm in the Midwest during the planting season, you should probably expect you'll see even more corn acres go in. So the bottom line is the bull market is still, I think, very much intact. Wheat is showing its strength here. You know, we've been bullish on wheat for quite a while. I just figured with the crop report last week, putting in a high, a normal seasonal pattern to pull back into late February, the market was working toward that, but today is showing us something quite different. Corn and beans still under some pressure. I would expect probably the next few weeks, those will struggle to the upside. Now, China is on vacation. They're on New Year holiday. They'll be back next week. We'll probably see a surge in demand there. And any hint of weather problems in South America, I think, would lead to some interest in being long there too. So a lot of dynamics here. Still looking for the market to pull back, test some supports in corn and beans, but wheat is showing us something different. Doesn't really want to pull back very bad in a market that really had looked like it had put in a seasonal high here a week ago. Chicago actually has taken out that high from last week. KC and Minneapolis have not yet, but they're hovering pretty close to that. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.